Today we're going to talk about Timothy Wilson Spencer. His crime span was 1984, 1987, and 1988. So he was known as the Southside Strangler, and this happened in Richmond, Virginia. So he was committed for 3 rapes and murders in Richmond and 1 in Arlington, Virginia, in the fall of 87. He is believed to have committed at least 1 previous murder in 84, for which a different man, David Vasquez, was wrongfully convicted. He is known to the police as the Prophylic Home Burglar. He was the first serial killer in the United States to be convicted on the basis of DNA evidence. And his first victim was Debbie Dooley Davis, 35 years old, account executive, murdered between 9 p.m. on September 18th and 9:30 a.m. September 19th of 1987 in her Westover Hills apartment, where Richmond police discovered her naked body laying on the bed. She had been strangled with a ligature and ratchet type device. The medical examiner declared her cause of death was ligature strangulation. Then we have Dr. Susan Helmes. She was murdered in her West 31st Street home the night of October 3rd, 1987. The police were called by her husband after he returned home and discovered her partially clothed body on the floor of their bedroom closet. Susan was a resident of the neurosurgery at Medical College of Richmond, Virginia. Her attacker gained access to the house by cutting a large portion of their screen out of their bedroom window. Her cause of death was, you guessed it, ligature strangulation. Then our third victim is Diane Cho, and she was a 15-year-old high school student. She was found by her in her family apartment on November 22nd, 1987. She was also raped, strangled, similar to Debbie and Susan. Her next victim is Susan Tucker. She was 44. Spencer's last known victim. She had been raped and murdered in her condominium in Arlington, Virginia on November 27th, 1987. But her body was not found until December 1st, 1987. Despite the change in location, her injuries were left the detective certain she was murdered by no other than the Southside Strangler. Okay, and then we have a possible crime that he was thought to have committed. And this was on January 16th, 1988. And it was Renee Chaprus and Michael St. Hillshire. They were found within a few blocks of each other. The murders were very similar to the Southside Strangler, but Renee's was determined to be the subject of a copycat killer because she was not raped. They later ruled Michael's as a suicide. Okay, so the first trial was in Arlington on July 11th, 88 for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Tucker. With DNA evidence presented linking him to Susan, he was sentenced to death. At the second trial in Richmond, September 22nd, 1988, for rape, burglary, and murder of Debbie Davis, DNA evidence of semen and hairs collected was consistent with Spencer's DNA. Spencer was convicted of rape, burglary, and capital murder of Debbie. The third time he went on trial in Richmond was on January 17, 1989, for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Howlands. And he was sentenced to death after DNA evidence linked him to Susan. DNA also linked him to 1984 murder of Carol Hamm, a crime which David Vasquez, whom we talked about earlier, was convicted of. Vasquez was granted an unconditional pardon for murder January 4, 1989, after serving 5 years of his 35-year sentence. He was first person to get off due to DNA evidence alone. Spencer was never charged of or convicted for Carol Hamm's murder. DNA was non-conclusive in Diane Cho's case. Nevertheless, Spencer was tried and convicted for her murder. He motioned for her appeal for the appeal of the murders of Susan Debbie and Susan, and was denied. He was charged with the murders of Debbie Davis, Susan Hellmans, and Diane Cho. At the time, Spencer was staying at the halfway house, which was walking distance to the homes of Davis and Hellmans. He was arrested on January 20th, 1988. The suicide strangler was born March 1762, so he was a young man. And he died April 27th, 1994 in Greensville Correctional Center, and that's in Jarrett, Virginia. He was executed by electrocution. And that's all I have today on the Southside Strangler, and that's our Virginia crime. We will move forward and pick another state and find us a notorious killer. I will catch you guys later. Bye. Today we're going to talk about Timothy Wilson Spencer. His crime span was 1984, 1987, and 1988. So he was known as the Southside Strangler, and this happened in Richmond, Virginia. So he was committed for 3 rapes and murders in Richmond and 1 in Arlington, Virginia, in the fall of 87. He is believed to have committed at least 1 previous murder in 84, for which a different man, David Vasquez, was wrongfully convicted. He is known to the police as the prolific home burglar. He was the first serial killer in the United States to be convicted on the basis of DNA evidence. And his first victim was Debbie Dooley Davis, 35 years old, account executive, murdered between 9 p.m. on September 18th and 9:30 a.m. September 19th of 1987 in her Westover Hills apartment, where Richmond police discovered her naked body laying on the bed. She had been strangled with a ligature and ratchet-type device. The medical examiner declared her cause of death was ligature strangulation. Then we have Dr. Susan Hellmans. She was murdered in her West 31st Street home the night of October 3rd, 1987. The police were called by her husband after he returned home and discovered her partially clothed body on the floor of their bedroom closet. Susan was a resident of the neurosurgery at Medical College of Richmond, Virginia. Her attacker gained access to the house by cutting a large portion of their screen out of their bedroom window. Her cause of death was, you guessed it, ligature strangulation. Then our third victim is Diane Cho, and she was a 15-year-old high school student. She was found by her in her family apartment on November 22nd, 1987. She was also raped, strangled, similar to Debbie and Susan. Her next victim is Susan Tucker. She was 44. Spencer's last known victim. She had been raped and murdered in her condominium in Arlington, Virginia on November 27, 1987, but her body was not found until December 1, 1987. Despite the change in location, her injuries were left the detectives certain she was murdered by no other than the Southside Strangler. Okay, and then we have a possible crime that he was thanked to have committed, and this was on January 16th, 1988, and it was Renee Chaprus and Michael St. Hillshire. They were found within a few blocks of each other. The murders were very similar to the Southside Strangler, but Renee's was determined to be the subject of a copycat killer because she was not raped. They later ruled Michael's as a suicide. Okay, so the first trial was in Arlington on July 11th, 1988 for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Tucker. With DNA evidence presented linking him to Susan, he was sentenced to death. At the second trial in Richmond, September 22, 1988, for rape, burglary, and murder of Debbie Davis, DNA evidence of semen and hairs collected was consistent with Spencer's DNA. Spencer was convicted of rape, burglary, and capital murder of Debbie. The third time he went on trial in Richmond was on January 17, 1989 for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Howlands. And he was sentenced to death after DNA evidence linked him to Susan. DNA also linked him to 1984 murder of Carol Hamm, a crime which David Vasquez, whom we talked about earlier, was convicted of. Vasquez was granted an unconditional pardon for murder January the 4th, 1989, after serving 5 years of his 35-year sentence. He was first person to get off due to DNA evidence alone. Spencer was never charged of or convicted for Carol Hamm's murder. DNA was non-conclusive in Diane Cho's case. Nevertheless, Spencer was tried and convicted for her murder. He motioned for her appeal for the appeal of the murders of Susan, Debbie, and Susan, and was denied. He was charged with the murders of Debbie Davis, Susan Hellmans, and Diane Cho. At the time, Spencer was staying at the halfway house, which was walking distance to the homes of Davis and Hellmans. He was arrested on January 20th, 1988. The suicide strangler was born March 1762, so he was a young man. And he died April 27th, 1994 in Greensville Correctional Center, and that's in Jarrett, Virginia. He was executed by electrocution. And that's all I have today on the Southside Strangler, and that's our Virginia crime. We will move forward and pick another state and find us a notorious killer. I will We'll catch you guys later. Bye. Today we're going to talk about Timothy Wilson Spencer. His crime span was 1984, 1987, and 1988. So he was known as the Southside Strangler, and this happened in Richmond, Virginia. So he was committed for 3 rapes and murders in Richmond and 1 in Arlington, Virginia in the fall of 87. He is believed to have committed at least 1 previous murder in 84, for which a different man, David Vasquez, was wrongfully convicted. He is known to the police as the prolific home burglar. He was the first serial killer in the United States to be convicted on the basis of DNA evidence. And his first victim was Debbie Dooley Davis, 35 years old, account executive, murdered between 9 p.m. on September 18th and 9:30 a.m. September 19th of 1987. In her Westover Hills apartment, where Richmond police discovered her naked body laying on the bed. She had been strangled with a ligature and ratchet type device. The medical examiner declared her cause of death was ligature strangulation. Then we have Dr. Susan Helmes. She was murdered in her West 31st Street home the night of October 3rd, 1987. The police were called by her husband after he returned home and discovered her partially clothed body on the floor of their bedroom closet. Susan was a resident of the neurosurgery at Medical College of Richmond, Virginia. Her attacker gained access to the house by cutting a large portion of their screen out of their bedroom window. Her cause of death was, you guessed it, ligature strangulation. Then our third victim is Diane Cho, and she was a 15-year-old high school student. She was found by her in her family apartment on November 22nd, 1987. She was also raped, strangled, similar to Debbie and Susan. Her next victim is Susan Tucker. She was 44. Spencer's last known victim. She had been raped and murdered in her condominium in Arlington, Virginia on November 27th, 1987. But her body was not found until December 1st, 1987. Despite the change in location, her injuries were left the detective certain she was murdered by no other than the Southside Strangler. Okay, and then we have a possible crime that he was thought to have committed. And this was on January 16th, 1988, and it was Renee Chaprus and Michael St. Hillshire. They were found within a few blocks of each other. The murders were very similar to the Southside Strangler, but Renee's was determined to be the subject of a copycat killer because she was not raped. They later ruled Michael's as a suicide. Okay, so the first trial was in Arlington on July 11th, 88, for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Tucker. With DNA evidence presented linking him to Susan, he was sentenced to death. At the second trial in Richmond, September 22nd, 1988, for rape, burglary, and murder of Debbie Davis, DNA evidence of semen and hairs collected was consistent with Spencer's DNA. Spencer was convicted of rape, burglary, and capital murder of Debbie. The third time he went on trial in Richmond was on January 17, 1989, for rape, burglary, and murder of Susan Howlands. And he was sentenced to death after DNA evidence linked him to Susan. DNA also linked him to 1984 murder of Carol Hamm, a crime which David Vasquez, whom we talked about earlier, was convicted of. Vasquez was granted an unconditional pardon for murder January the 4th, 1989, after serving 5 years of his 35-year sentence. He was first person to get off due to DNA evidence alone. Spencer was never charged of or convicted for Carol Hamm's murder. DNA was non-conclusive in Diane Cho's case. Nevertheless, Spencer was tried and convicted for her murder. He motioned for her appeal for the appeal of the murders of Susan, Debbie, and Susan, and was denied. He was charged with the murders of Debbie Davis, Susan Hellmans, and Diane Cho. At the time, Spencer was staying at the halfway house, which was walking distance to the homes of Davis and Hellmans. He was arrested on January 20th, 1988. The suicide strangler was born March 1762, so he was a young man. And he died April 27th, 1994 in Greensville Correctional Center, and that's in Jarrett, Virginia. He was executed by electrocution. And that's all I have today on the Southside Strangler, and that's our Virginia crime. We will move forward and pick another state and find us a notorious killer. I will catch you guys later. Bye.